You're listening to SBS News.
Airbus and Air France are facing manslaughter charges over the crash of a flight from Brazil to France in 2009. The tragedy killed all 228 people aboard and led to changes in air safety regulations. It's the worst plane crash in Air France's history, killing people of 33 nationalities. The families of victims are among the plaintiffs and have been fighting for more than a decade to see the case come to trial. Daniel Lamy, president of the Entraide et Solidarité AF447 Victims Group, says relatives have been waiting anxiously for the trial to begin for 13 years.
This will allow the family to express themselves, to express their suffering over 13 years. We've also been awaiting it with some anxiety. We're going to have to, unfortunately, relive particularly painful moments, and we await it with fragility, because both defendants are the two biggest companies in the French aeronautic industry, and it is going to be indeed a bit difficult for them to admit their responsibility. But we're waiting for them to admit it, and we are waiting for the French judicial system to recognise it. In what I've told you is going to be an exemplary trial.
Airbus CEO Guillaume Faury and Air France CEO Anne Rigel were among those at the courthouse. Both companies deny criminal wrongdoing, though Air France has already compensated families of those killed. Philippe Linguet, brother of one of the victims, says Airbus and Air France are responsible for the crash.
We want Air France and Airbus to be convicted, because we think they made a lot of failures. Airbus with underestimate the dangerousness of the anemometric probes, and Air France with a lack of training to their pilot.
He says it's a symbolic trial because there needs to be some accountability for what happened.
It is their image, no, it's their reputation. We want to have this trial conclusion written in the newspapers everywhere in the world. Air France and Airbus did bad things. They are convicted. Even if nobody goes to jail, it's not a problem.
If convicted, each company faces potential fines of up to $340,000, a fraction of their annual revenues. No one risks prison, as only the companies are on trial. Dr. Bernd Gantz, who lost his daughter in the crash, says he just wants clarity.
I would like to see that we get clearness about the difficulties the pilots had and the reasons why they had them.
It took 2 years to find the plane and its black box recorders on the ocean floor, at depths of more than 4,000 metres. An investigation found multiple factors contributed to the crash of Flight 447. But the trial is expected to focus on pilot error and the icing over of external sensors called pitot tubes. An Associated Press investigation at the time found Airbus had known since at least 2002 about problems of the type of pitots used on the jet that crashed, but failed to replace them until after the crash. Thibaut de Montréal, a lawyer for German victims' families, says the trial is not about money.
All the families have already been compensated by a mechanism within the Montreal Convention. This occurred in the first 2 years. That's not the issue today. This issue today for a company like Airbus is not the level of the fine, it's the principle of a conviction. If Airbus is convicted today for an error that led to the crash of the plane, the cost is far bigger. It's an immaterial cost, far superior to €225,000.
Airbus blames pilot error and told investigators that icing over is a problem inherent to all such sensors. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.